Governor Walker held the bill signing at the edge of a Waukesha County lake that hosts a popular fishing tournament. He says the so-called culling bill will let tournament anglers release smaller fish that had been kept in their boats live well as the anglers catch larger fish. Non-tournament anglers complained about the measure, but Walker says removing the restriction will bring more tournaments to the state. Walker also signed a bill that will give lake property owners another year to register certain piers and wharves with the DNR.
It doesn't make it an endless. It still has a date of April 1st, 2012. But with the changes in the DNR trying to make that more customer-friendly and find a way for folks to make improvements in the piers, we think this will have the balance of giving people enough time but also making sure they comply.
Critics say some lake piers harm aquatic life. Critics of a Joint Finance Committee item this week to order a rewrite of state rules covering polluted runoff from streets, farms, and construction zones say that move could harm many rivers and lakes. Governor Walker says if the full legislature doesn't change the committee's move, he'll look into it.
That's one of those where, again, we obviously were aware of some of it. We need to look at some of the specifics. A number of things the last few days, they've been moving on pretty quickly, and we want to be able to digest exactly what we're doing before we decide what, if any, line items there might be in this process.
Walker says he's still committed to a two-year delay in state rules that attempt to reduce phosphorus pollution in waterways. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.